The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Kitchen countertops made from quartz have become hugely popular in recent years, but now a deadly lung disease associated with toxins released when quartz is cut has led to it being banned in Australia. California has started the process of banning it too, and conversations around a ban have started in Britain. So should we be concerned here about the health implications of working with quartz? I'm joined now by specialist occupational and environmental physician based in Australia, Dr. Gordon Hare, and Sky News North of England correspondent Katie Barnfield. And you're both very welcome to the programme. Dr. Hare, I'll start with you. I mean, this is all relates back to a condition called silicosis. You might tell us a little bit about that and about the silica dust and what happens when you inhale it.
Yes, of course, Claire. So silicosis is a condition that's been around for millennia. As long as people have been working with stone, we have had workers inhaling the very fine dust particles or silica particles found in the stone when it is cut and worked with. It settles in the lung, and by way of an immune response, we get scarring or fibrosis in the lung. And what happens is, with exposure over many years, eventually we get a progressive lung disease, progressive shortness of breath, and a lack of an ability for the lung to exchange oxygen.
So silicosis, does it occur with when people are working with all types of stone? And why is it particularly bad when working with quartz?
So it can occur when working with any stone that contains quartz. Almost all natural stones that we'd work with or that stonemasons would work with would contain a certain amount of quartz. The difference with engineered stone or quartz countertops is that the levels are very high, approaching 95%. The other thing that's concerning here is that the processes that we have, or rather the processes that the workers used when cutting this stone using very high powered tools, results in massive exposures being put out into the air. And as such, these workers are exposed at extremely high levels, and they're getting a particularly aggressive form of this disease and at a particularly young age.
So even if you wear all the protective gear, you know, a very high-tech, high-performing mask, for example, does that not work?
So mask as a form of personal protective equipment is generally considered the least efficacious control measure with any hazard or any respiratory hazard. So what's also really important are factors such as ventilation. The nature of these businesses is that often they're small or medium enterprises. They may not have the funds to invest in the appropriate engineering controls. And even with that, with appropriate very high level masks, even with this and when they're fitting well, the nature of these particles is that they can still be inhaled into the lung.
And silicosis, it is not curable and it's not treatable. It's a very serious condition.
Yes, that's correct. So it does come in a number of forms. What's been most worrying here is that we've been seeing the worst or most severe form of acute or accelerated silicosis. And as you mentioned, there is no specific treatment. There is certainly no cure. We can only offer supportive treatment. And for some individuals who become very unwell, they may be considered for transplant as a treatment. But beyond that, we can only offer supportive treatments.
And do you believe it's only a matter of time before the EU look at banning quartz altogether?
Yes, I certainly do. You know, speaking briefly about masks there, you know, masks being the, I guess, least effective way of controlling for a hazard, the most effective way is to eliminate it or ban it. It's the only real way that we can assure that workers are not being exposed to this. The nature of the disease is that it does occur over a number of years. So we see a lag time. We see the most severe cases come first, and then the less severe cases come in multiples of that in a lag afterwards. So, yes, I think this is certainly something the EU needs to be looking at.
And was there much pushback in Australia before the ban was implemented in 2024, or were people supportive of it?
Look, there was some pushback from industry about this. I think what was helpful is that the public were really behind it. There was a few high profile cases in the media One gentleman, a man, 35, with a young family, with respiratory or lung failure. And I think because people could connect that to a person, they could understand the need to do this.
Okay, let's bring Katie in at this point, Katie Barnfield from Sky News. And Katie, you went to California to report on the cases that have come before the courts. You were there at the hearing. What did you hear from those who were impacted by silicosis?
Well, yeah, we were at the hearing where they discussed whether to bring in a ban. Well, it's a statewide, it's an effective ban, because obviously there's a difference between federal law and state law in the US, and at state level they can ban the production, the fabrication of these worktops, and they did start the process towards an emergency ban. While we were at the hearing, there were probably around 30 or 40 people who were joining either in person or online to give their experiences, queuing up all to give basically the same story, saying most of them were workers or family members who had lost loved ones to this disease. They were all saying, we used the safety measures, we used wet cutting, we used ventilation, we used masks, and yet we still got this disease. So that was really, really interesting to hear, particularly as we've been doing some reporting in the UK on this, where there is pushback against the ban. The health and safety executive, for instance, are saying that, wet cutting is an effective measure to prevent this, but that did feel like it contrasted with what we were hearing
And
at the
just
hearing in California.
explain to us, Katie, what is wet cutting? Is that pouring water over it as you cut it to sort of dampen down the dust?
Yes, it is. There's various measures. I mean, we actually visited a factory in the north of England in the UK who spent thousands on safety measures, including wet cutting. And what they have is kind of a hose, like a jet, that pumps water continuously onto the slab and through the cutting tools as they're working with it. You can also get things like misting systems, which they were using, which kind of blast sort of a fine mist around the factory, which is meant to kind of dampen down the dust. You can also do things like protect the cutting machines, make them robotic, which this factory was doing. But in California, as I say, both the workers and doctors, actually several doctors stood up to give evidence at the hearing. They said that, the only effective measure really is a ban. People can still contract this disease, even if they are using measures like wet cutting.
So what's happening in the UK with regard to quartz? What is the conversation that's happening?
Well, in the UK, it seems like we are at the beginning of a potential outbreak. We've had around 50 confirmed cases, 4 deaths so far. But I spoke to a specialist consultant as part of my reporting, Dr. Joanna Feary, who works at the Royal Brompton Hospital. She's an occupational health and lung specialist. And she said that actually the true number is probably much, much higher than what we've seen. As we were just talking about, it can sometimes be years before symptoms appear. This can be silent for many years. People don't know that they've got it. It's not a particularly well-known disease. It can be misdiagnosed. So we are at the beginning of an outbreak in the UK. There has been some conversation around a ban. We spoke to all of the major trade unions in the UK. They said that they want to see a ban. We approached the health and safety executive and also the UK government. They said that they are not supportive of a ban at the moment. The health and safety executive did put out an announcement last month, at the beginning of last month, saying that they were introducing new legal guidance, making it clear to fabricators that it's not legal to produce this to produce this material, to cut this material without using wet cutting. And they also said they were going to bring in an inspection program of around 1,000 fabricators and factories over the next couple of months. The government also said they were supporting the health and safety executive on this, but they said that they weren't supporting a ban. Whether that will change as the number of cases grow, whether that will change when they're looking at things like California, who have decided that this is an emergency issue and that a ban does need to be brought in place, we'll see.
And Gordon, Katie has said that, and you yourself have said it too, that it takes years for this to present, between working with it to experiencing symptoms. What does that timeline look like? Are we talking about a decade before you might see any symptoms?
So the time to onset of disease is directly related to the nature and degree of exposure. You're looking at least 3 to 5 years for severe cases. More typically, you're looking at 5 to 10 or more years.
And in Katie's reporting, she reports that this was a disease which which affected coal miners back in the 1920s up to the 1950s. Did it largely disappear for a period of time then, and we have seen in recent years because of the use of this stone for kitchen worktops that there's been a resurgence?
Yes, absolutely. So in, you know, well-resourced or high-income countries, this was considered practically an eradicated or ancient disease, perhaps with a few sporadic cases, you know, one or two every year or every other year. And what we've seen in Australia is that in the last decade, this has increased to hundreds of cases.
Okay. And as you say, we could be on the verge perhaps of looking at a total ban in the European Union as well. Thank you both. It's fascinating. Katie Barnfield from Sky News and Dr. Gordon Hare there, who joined us from Australia. Gordon is a specialist occupational and environmental physician.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.